Ever wondered why the rosary is called the rosary? Or why we pray it with beads? And what on earth does the feast of the Holy Rosary have to do with a historic battle against the Ottoman Empire? All these questions and more will be answered in today's video. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's insights may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Tomorrow, on October 7th, we celebrate an important day in our Catholic tradition, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. This feast day honors the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary through the Rosary, a devotion central to the spiritual life of many saints, including, of course, Padre Pio. The Rosary, as we know it today, developed over many centuries. So, as we commemorate this special day, let's delve into how this powerful prayer came to be and why it holds such a significant place in our faith. Let's begin with the origin of its name. The word Rosary comes from the Latin word rosarium, meaning rose garden or garland of roses. This name likely appeared during the Middle Ages, although its exact origins remain uncertain. You see, even before Christianity, people regarded the rose as one of the most beautiful flowers, if not even the most beautiful of all. In pagan cultures, roses were used to crown statues of their gods as a symbol of devotion. Additionally, in ancient Greek and Roman societies, virgins and brides were crowned with flowers to signify their purity. This practice of adorning with flowers persisted even as Christianity spread throughout Europe, eventually influencing our devotional approach to the Virgin Mary. Instead of offering physical roses, however, we offer Our Lady spiritual roses, our prayers. Thus, the rosary is seen as a spiritual bouquet, with each Hail Mary symbolizing a rose offered to Mary. Now that we've clarified the origin of its name, let's explore another question. Why do we pray the rosary using a string of beads? To answer this, we need to go back 1,000 years into the monasteries of the Middle Ages. It is well known that monks would recite the 150 psalms as part of their daily prayer routine. However, an alternative was needed for those who were illiterate. To help them participate in this spiritual practice, they began praying 150 Our Fathers instead, using a string with knots to keep count. This practice became known as the Psalter of Christ. Thus, the use of tangible marks to keep track of repetitive prayers has been a tradition for centuries. And now, we arrive at a crucial point in the history of the Rosary. According to tradition, in 1214, while praying for divine assistance to combat the Albigensian heresy, Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominicans, was visited by the Blessed Virgin Mary herself. She revealed to him the angelic Psalter as a spiritual weapon to win souls and reform the world. Now, just so we're all on the same page here, the angelic Psalter is essentially an earlier form of the Rosary. It consists of repeating the words of the angel Gabriel at the Annunciation 150 times, hence the name angelic. However, it also includes meditating on the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. But let's continue with the story. With renewed zeal, Saint Dominic began to preach the angelic Psalter as a means to convert hearts and defeat heresies. His efforts led to a widespread revival of faith, and many people embraced this powerful devotion. After St. Dominic's death, devotion to the angelic Psalter waned, nearly disappearing by the 15th century. However, Our Lady chose Blessed Alan de la Roche, a Dominican friar, to restore this devotion to its former prominence. Inspired by visions of Our Lady, Our Lord, and St. Dominic, Blessed Alan preached a new form of the Angelic Psalter and founded the Confraternity of the Holy Rosary, which played a crucial role in spreading the devotion across Europe. It was during this time that the Rosary took on the form we recognize today, a sequence of prayers divided into decades, each consisting of one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and one Glory Be. However, this is still not the complete Rosary as we pray it today, but more on that a bit later. The power of the Rosary was dramatically demonstrated in the Battle of Lepanto on October 7, 1571, when a Christian fleet, vastly outnumbered, achieved a stunning victory over the Ottoman Turks, who threatened Europe. Pope Pius V, a Dominican himself, had called upon all of Christendom to pray the Rosary for divine intervention. When the miraculous outcome was achieved, he attributed the victory to Our Lady's intercession. In gratitude for this victory, the Pope established the Feast of Our Lady of Victory, later renamed the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. The Rosary's significance grew even more in the 20th century, especially following the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima in 1917. As many of you know, during these apparitions, Mary emphasized the importance of praying the Rosary daily for the conversion of sinners and for peace in the world. She also introduced a new prayer to be said at the end of each decade. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. With this addition, we finally have the Rosary as we know it today. As we conclude today's reflection on the Rosary, let us be reminded of the importance of persistence in our devotion. Professor Correa de Oliveira once observed, "Someone told me that Saint Therese of the Child Jesus was never able to pray one Hail Mary in her entire life without distraction." The truth is that to pray a Hail Mary without distraction is no small feat. If one struggles to pray even a single Hail Mary with focus, it is better to compensate for the lack of quality with quantity. If all I can do is pray Hail Marys distractedly, it is better to pray 50 Hail Marys distractedly than just one Hail Mary distractedly. So let us persist in praying the Rosary daily, asking Our Lady for her protection and intercession. As Blessed Alan de la Roche said, "If you persevere in reciting the Rosary, this will be a most probable sign of your eternal salvation." Wishing you all a blessed and joyous feast of the Holy Rosary tomorrow. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.